Not long will principals and boards of management be hoping that he'll attract teachers home here, but we're obviously very concerned as well about the number of teachers leaving, some of them directly from college, and many of them after a few years teaching here being paid unequally, with very, very few prospects going forward for promotional opportunities. So there's two issues. There's the teachers who are away, and then keeping the teachers who are at home. So my job as a new general secretary of the INTO is to try to make sure that every teacher, every member of ours in the primary, has good career prospects, being treated equally, has equal pay for equal work. And that's a particular bugbear for those who qualified in 2011, 12, 13 and 14. Huge numbers of those he'll be meeting in McGettigan's Bar in Dubai on Friday night. And I know a lot of them. Some of them are even related to me. My own niece, Michaela, there from Mulladuffin, County Donegal. And their issues with Minister McHugh's regime and his government are that young teachers have been paid unequally for far too long, since 2011. That if they were to come back here, they're really highly valued out there in the Middle East, John. In fact, recent research done by the government out there put Irish young Irish teachers among the highest regarded in all of the Emirates, because they're fantastic teachers, very, very highly qualified, and they're not treated very well back here at home, and sad to say. They have very few chances of getting a promotion in the Irish primary system, whereas out there, they're highly promoted. Within a couple of years, they're working as principals, deputies, or assistant principals. We lost all those opportunities for promoted posts back in 2009 with the moratorium, and the government hasn't restored those posts. And then there's other issues. As you know, I work here in Dublin. Very, very few of the young teachers from the West, from Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, can afford to stay in Dublin, and they're clamouring for work back near home. The work isn't available back at home because the class sizes along the West Coast are the biggest in the world nearly at this stage. Small schools were cut very, very hard by government in 2012-13. So if the minister is serious about bringing them back, he needs to, and keeping them here, he needs to have a few key messages for them on Friday nights in McGettigan's. Number one, that he will pay them equally. Number two, that when they come back here, that they will have a chance of being promoted in the system back here. And number three, that there will be mobility within teaching, that they will get work outside of the cities. And, you know, I come from a small rural community. I don't want to see Ireland as an urbanised small island. I want to see all of the schools in rural Ireland survive and strengthened. And one way to do that is to give them teachers in their schools by having the same class sizes in the rural areas as we have in the cities. So he has a lot of work to do, and he can do it on budget day for a start. This is his first budget. If he reduces class sizes, if he brings back post responsibility into the system, and if he guarantees us, he has given strong commitments that he's going to get equal pay for equal work. But, you know, words can be cheap sometimes. And I'm seriously hopeful that he will work on that and make sure that we have our pay equality within the next year.